effectively run railway sector in Ghana will contribute to economic growth by significantly lowering the cost and time for moving goods and people, and by extension, ensuring economies of scale and reducing domestic production costs. It will also open up the country and help enhance market access and opportunities. To this end, government, in reviewing its railway master plan, has tried to ensure maximum private sector participation in railway infrastructure and commercial rail services development. This Atlantic Concrete Sleeper Plant gives expression to the president's desire to transition the Ghanaian economy in the direction of greater local value addition.
The Deputy Minister of Railway Development, Kwekwe Jenim Boateng, outlined a number of construction works the government is undertaking in the railway sector.
Currently, the existing narrow gauge line of 64 kilometers from Takoradi to Takwa through Nsuta is being rehabilitated by the Ghana Railway Company in collaboration with the Ghana Railway Development Authority to facilitate the haulage of manganese from Nsuta to the port of Takoradi and also provide passenger rail services in the corridor. The ministry has also initiated action for the continuation of the new standard gauge line from Sekendi to Kojukrum section of the Western Line, and also from Kojukrum to Takwa, measuring a distance of 54 kilometers. With respect to the Eastern Line is being linked to the Buankra port and is an important multimodal transport infrastructure, which when completed will improve the rail network between Tema and Kumasi and also enhance the operational efficiency of both the Tema and Takoradi ports.
The chief executive of LMI Holdings, Kwejo Eduhini, indicated that the concrete sleepers plant will help facilitate the link from the port to the free zone enclave. Sleepers are platforms on which railway lines are laid on.